press inside. Bob just had to leave for the hill, and he asked me to speak to you. Apparently, at SyncPAC, there is knowledge that these people will be coming from South Vietnam. It came up in connection with a request from MACV for an aircraft to fly these people to Honolulu. They were asked who was going to be on the aircraft, and they were given...
I've been told none of their damn business. Go ahead.
This information got back here to the command center. A memorandum was prepared on it. It has been caught, however, and no copies of the memorandum have been distributed. In the process, Bus Wheeler heard about it through Bob by inquiring of Bob. So there are Bus, myself, Bob, the duty officer down there, and the assistant duty officer have some knowledge of what is taking place, as well as the people in Honolulu who were contacted.
Well, what do we do about it?
I don't think there's anything we can do. We've shut it off as much as we can, Mr. Preston, and just try and make damn sure that nothing more comes out of it.
Who did they tell them? What names did they give?
They gave three names.
Mm.
T, Chu, and the other fellow.
Has that been confirmed? Are they on board?
No, sir. All I have here is that they stated from MACV that they wanted a plane for these three people to leave from Saigon to arrive about noon tomorrow in Honolulu. That's all I know, what this...
Well, tell them before they go to throwing names around, they better find out whether they have any possibility of using it for that purpose. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I indeed do.
All right.
Right, sir.
All right, go back, and then let's get an answer to that. That's the first thing we ought to get an answer to, is what...
Are they, in fact...
Right, that's right.
Yep.
All three of them.
Right.
The ambassador and the other two, too.
Right, sir.
And just give me a yes or no, and then we can act. But if they're going to get in the State Department business of leaking, why, or throwing unwisely, it's the last thing the world military people ought to be doing. I thought they'd learn better than that.
Well, I think they have, Mr. President. I think what happened is that probably Lodge's office went to MACV and said, we need an aircraft. Will you please get us an aircraft, which they had to do by requesting SyncPAC.
Don't need to make stump speech and issue any press releases or go into a lot of big... name dropping. You wouldn't do that.
No, sir.
I'm sure when Churchill went out to meet Roosevelt on the boat that he didn't have a duty officer throwing it around.
Right, sir.
I imagine he went under some assumed name. And military ought to learn that, and I'd tell him that.
Right, sir.
Okay.